Hey everyone, this is Dreamcast, a podcast where dreams matter. Now I want to talk to you today about pursuing your dreams and establishing goals. And it's very important that we do both. Let me explain why. Imagine, if you will, that we walk inside the gym, right? And I told you to make a shot. Now, in doing so, I removed all the goals that was inside the gym. Now, if some of you that's listening to this audio and thinking to yourself, like, okay, that is so crazy. How can I make a shot if you take all the goals down? Well, that's the point I'm trying to illustrate. How can you make a goal if you don't have one? Likewise, how can you hit a target that you cannot see? See, guys, it's very imperative that we do have goals. Our goals gives us a sense of direction and a place to start in life. So I'm going to tell you three reasons why people fail to achieve or establish their goals. Besides the fact of taking the time out to think exactly what it is that they want. But anywho, number one is the fear element. The self-talk we have in oneself. You got to be careful, because if you don't, we can talk ourselves out of a lot of things or a lot of great things. William Shakespeare put it this way: our doubts are traitors that make us lose the good we often might win by fearing to attempt. So, number one, the fear element. They fear rejection. People don't want to hear no. They scared to hear no. So they won't start out on their dreams because they're afraid to hear that word. The fear element is they fear failure. They want to be perfect. They want to execute 100%. And guys, don't get me wrong. That's not a bad thing to want to be able to do that. But it's not the end of the world. And for most of us, it's highly, highly possible that we will not be 100% perfect. So it's okay if you fail, guys. You know, if you listen to some of the great people, they tell you fail, and over continue to fail, because that's how you learn. And then by doing that, you'll ultimately guarantee your success. The next one is people feel unworthy. They fear that they're not worthy, that other people are far greater, intelligent, smarter, likable, whatever the case may be. They just feel inferior to other people, that they cannot achieve great things themselves. And that is so far from the truth, guys. You can be farther from the truth. You are created for greatness. So you got to believe in yourself. Number three, and the last thing, is people don't know. They don't know what direction to take off in. They don't know what path to choose. There's so many things that they could do. I don't know. I want to be one minute they're over here, the next minute they're over there. And by doing this, guys, they guarantee their own mediocrity. So this is a very huge mistake, or very common mistake made by so many people. Guys, sit down, take the time out, figure out what it is that you want, and go off in that direction. And don't stop until you get what you set out to achieve. So now let's move on. Let's say you did establish your goals. And guys, once you do that, that's only part of the battle. I know some of you are thinking, wow, you tell me that here I am, once I establish my goals, that there's more to it? Yes, guys, there's way more to it. See, that's only part of the battle. Once you establish your goals, you must then be specific and write them down. Now, I'm going to tell you why it's important. I know some of you probably thinking, guys, well, Latron, how is that important for me? I mean, I thought the biggest thing for me to do is to establish my goals. Why now do I have to write them down and then be specific on them? Now, I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to give you an example. Harvard did a study case on a particular graduating class, and this is what they found out. 3% of the graduating class had goals and a plan to achieve those goals. 13% of the class had goals, but no plan to achieve them. 84% of the class didn't have anything. They didn't write any goals down. They didn't have a clue. They didn't have dreams once they graduated. They just wanted to just get that diploma and walk away and never be done with school. right? But I'm sure there's probably more to it, but I'm just giving you an example. Okay, so 10 years later, they called with this graduating class and they found this out. Of the 13% of the students that had dreams or goals but did not have a plan at all to achieve them, they earned twice as much as the 84% of the class that didn't have anything at all. Now, what's interesting is the 3% of the class that had dreams and a plan to achieve those dreams, a vision, they earned 10 times as much as the graduating class together. So, guys, you can see how big this is. I'm not saying it's just, you know what I'm saying, because it sounds cool or, you know, but guys, it really makes a difference. And it's very important for you can see from a financial or monetary standpoint how important it is to not only establish a goal, but to write them down and be specific. Now, moving on, let me share with you the 5 steps that will improve the odds of you achieving your dreams or goals by 90%. And it's what we've been talking about all along, but I'm just going to recap it for you guys for the ones that, you know, that didn't catch it the first time. Number one, of course, establish your goals. What it is that you want to pursue, whatever your dreams may be. Number two, write that down. And number three, which should probably come before number two, is that you be specific on the goal once you write them down or once you figure it out. Number four, put a deadline on them. 5, have a plan. Now, number 5 is the most important step of the previous 4. That's because you can do the first 4 perfectly. I mean, you can write every goal that you got, be specific on it, and then put them on a piece of paper, put your ideas, whatever it is, and sit back and do nothing. And watch what happens. Right, okay, so nothing will happen, so we understand that. So, guys, you can see how important the 5th step is. You got to take action. Now, this is another step that a lot of people forget to engage in. They do the first 4 steps, say, okay, well, I got my dreams. I wrote them down. I'm specific. I put a deadline on when I want to achieve. And they just sit back and do nothing. Like, as if it had magically appeared. And guys, it's not the case. You got to take action. So, let me recap that for you guys again. Okay, number 1, figure out your goals. Number 2, write them down. 3, be specific on them. 4, put a deadline. And 5, take action. So, guys, there you have it. That's it for today. I'm Latron. I want to thank you guys for tuning in. And if you haven't heard this before, I believe in you.